Welcome to Brave, the Bible teaching ministry of Dr. Jeff Swarzentraub, senior pastor of Brave Church in Denver, Colorado. God has called his church to take the good news of Jesus into the world. That's our mission as disciples of Christ, and this ministry exists to challenge brave warriors for courageous kingdom advancement. To learn more about Brave or give a gift to help make programs like the one today possible, head to bravepastorjeff.com. Again, that's bravepastorjeff.com. Today on Brave, Pastor Jeff concludes the message, Never Fear, God is Here, from the series Summer in the Psalms, sharing the comforting fact that God is with you wherever you go.
That's what people are like. I can't wait to meet the Apostle Paul. I don't really necessarily want to meet him. I want to meet Jesus. But when I see Paul and I read about all of his exploits and what he's done, I don't read Paul saying, woe is me. I'm in prison again. Everybody's beating me. I'm writing a letter to my congressman. This is ridiculous. I don't read that. I read this. Hey, even though I've been shipwrecked, even though I've been beaten, even though people inside the church are against me and people outside the church come against me and I've been, all these things are going on and I'm shipwrecked, here's what I know. These light and momentary afflictions are nothing to be compared to the weight of glory that's coming. I love the Lord. Hey, Paul, you might be beheaded today. Hey, for me to live is Christ. I'm in joy right now. To die is gain. It's even better. But I'm convinced that I'm going to remain in the body because it's good for you that I can come impart some spiritual wisdom into your life. And for that reason, I think I'm going to continue to live. And I'm so excited about Jesus. If there's anybody that would have had any reason to be, woe is me, life stinks, can't wait to die and go to heaven, it would have been Paul. And yet Paul's like, hey, I love the Lord. This is awesome. I have a chance to share. And guess what? I'm in prison, but praise the Lord. It's become known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and everybody else that my chains are for Christ. I'm witnessing. Praise God. That's his heart. When you go through tough times and you have the Lord's presence with you, you can experience gladness. If you don't invite the Lord's presence into those circumstances, you can live days or weeks or months on end in misery, wondering, well, where's God? And how come I have to go through this? And why am I dealing with this? I can't always answer the why. The only why I've ever found in the Bible is in Isaiah when he says, for my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I mean, what I read about God when I'm asking the why question, when I don't know the answer to what it is, here's what I know. I know that God does and that God's still with me and that God will one day reveal what he's doing and that what he wants me to do is serve him with gladness. He wants me to sing to him. He wants me to praise him. He wants me to love him. And guess what? Whatever you're going through right now, he loves you. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. He doesn't say, hey, when I'm preaching the gospel on Mars Hill and people are coming to Christ, that's when I'm rejoicing. He's saying always, no matter what my circumstances are, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Why? Because it makes a difference when you know that God is walking with you. I remember being in India one time and I was with a kid in my youth group and we had gotten separated from our crowd and we were walking all alone on this back road and it was late at night and I didn't know where we were and I didn't know where we were going. And just so you know, when I'm in India, I stand out, okay? Not many bald white guys walking around and we're going through this kind of weird, shady looking area and everybody's staring at us and this young kid looks at me and he's like, hey, do you know where you're going? Are we okay? And I lied. And I said, yeah, I said, we're totally fine. I know exactly where we're going. And I remember watching his shoulders like shrink back, like, okay, cool. Because he goes, because I was scared. Now, I was still scared, but I didn't let him know that I was still scared. Why? Because I wanted him to know he was going to be okay and that I had him. Here's the truth about our God. When he says, I'm walking with you and it's going to be okay, he's walking with you and it's going to be okay. He has all power and it's going to be okay. He has all knowledge and knows what's coming and it's going to be okay. He's greater than anyone you could have walk with you. That's why God wants us to call on his name. Because he's the refreshing water. He's the one that restores our soul. He's the one that leads us into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Bible says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're not alone. You're just not alone. There may not be anybody in the world, any human being that understands your situation or problem. There may not be any, but there is one who is, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he understands, and he is walking with you. And let me just tell you why this is so important. Because when you lose sight of God's presence in your life, that's when you begin to drift and wander. Now you think about some of the greatest sins that you've ever sinned. And if you can't think about them, just ask your wife or husband after church, they'll help you with it. But you think about some of the greatest sins that you've ever sinned. And I'm not asking you to dwell on them for shame because Jesus has forgiven all of them. They're washed away, you're renewed. But let me tell you something. My bet would be this, that in those places where you become short with people, you become rude, you become insensitive, you've done something, you're like, why did I ever do that? There are times in your life where you don't recognize that God's presence is walking with you, that he's right there. I mean, this is why it's so important. I mean, you think back in the Old Testament, I mean, Elijah, we read about Elijah and the prophets of Baal and how he called down fire and slayed 450 prophets of Baal. And it's like this awesome story because he's like the man of God and he's so strong. And then Jezebel gets word that night that he's killed everybody. You know what she says? Queen, if by tomorrow at this time I haven't killed him, you know, may the gods be angry with me. So what's this man of God that's just seen God perform the greatest miracle in his life? What's he do? He flees because this woman threatens his life. He flees. And he gets all the way out in the wilderness. And he's all by himself. And then God shows up in a wind and in a kind of an earthquake and in fire. And God wasn't in any of those things. And then God came in a still small whisper and said, Elijah, what are you doing here? You're not alone. There's another 7,000 people back there that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. I'm walking with you. What are you so afraid of? Even if you're the most spiritual giant, you're the most spiritual godly woman ever in the history of the church, you're the most spiritual godly man ever in the history of the church, we still need to recognize God walks with us because the moment we forget that he walks with us, what happens? We start to drift and we start to feel like we're alone and we start to ask those natural questions like, hey, where's God? God walks with us so that we can have a strong protection in times of chaos, even gladness during times of opposition. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. For those of you that grew up Lutheran in your tradition, you'll know the hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. This is the psalm that Martin Luther used to pin that hymn. But then when you talk about never fearing that God is here, here's the biggest reason. Because God's presence promises victory that demonstrates his lordship over all creation. It promises victory that demonstrates his lordship over all creation. Notice what he says. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Now we study and we read world history and we celebrate different generals or military leaders that had great strategy or great wisdom or great fighting prowess, and they did certain things and they won. But when you peel back all of world history, here's what you're gonna see, that the Lord Jesus Christ is behind all of it. And God has used all things for his glory. And one day God is going to reign and rule on this planet. Now, how many have heard this first part of verse 10? Raise your hand if you've heard this. Be still and know that I am God. How many have heard that? Okay, most everybody's heard that. It makes a great plaque in your house, but most people won't be able to tell you what the next part says. Why should we be still and know that he's God? Because I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is declaring his victory. God is declaring that one day he's gonna reign and rule on planet earth. The angel said in Acts chapter 2, in the same way you see him go, you will see him return. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 talks about the return of Jesus Christ and how swift and majestic and victorious it's going to be when he comes back with his saints to establish his kingdom on this planet. And when you live with the understanding of knowing that we're going to win, it changes everything, right? I mean, I love sports. I love to watch sports, right? And there's certain different sporting events I've watched over and over again. One was when I was a senior in high school, we ended up winning the state championship by 3 points and had an undefeated team. And I've gone back and watched that video. Now, when we won, the reason we won the state championship, we won 29-26 because my friend blocked a field goal with 4 seconds to go. So we won. And I remember what it was like at that moment, kneeling on the sideline, trying to watch and see, are they gonna tie it? Are we gonna go into overtime? I remember all my emotions racing. And I remember exactly how it felt when he blocked that field goal. I'm like, well, dude, we won. We're undefeated state champions. And I've gone back and watched that. It used to be a VHS tape. Do you know what that is? Okay, I have it on DVD now. And I'll go back and watch that. And now, and going back and watching it, I don't have any of the emotions I had while I was playing the game. You know why? Because I know we win. because I know that my buddy's going to block the field goal. Every time he's blocked the field goal. Every time I've watched it, he's blocked. Because it's amazing. I know right when it's going to happen, so I don't get nervous because it's already happened. Here's what Jesus wants you to know. His victory's already been completed because of his resurrection from the dead. And he is coming back to establish that he will be exalted among the nations. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's as good as done. You are on the winning team. You don't need to wonder what's going to happen. What's going to happen is this. We win.
You're listening to Brave, and today Pastor Jeff is sharing his message, Never Fear, God is Here, from the series Summer in the Psalms, comforting you with the fact that God is with you wherever you go. We'll get back to Pastor Jeff in just a moment, but first, we want to help you be ready to courageously stand for kingdom values each day. That's why we want to invite you to become a Brave Warrior by signing up for email updates from Pastor Jeff. As a Brave Warrior, you'll get exclusive first-look access to exciting new content, ministry updates, and resources to help you fight the good fight of faith and boldly pursue the fulfillment of the Great Commission. To become a Brave Warrior, simply go to BravePastorJeff.com to sign up. Once again, that website is BravePastorJeff.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get back to Pastor Jeff to listen to the conclusion of his teaching from God's Word today.
What's going to happen is this. We win. It's as good as done. The only promise I see in the Bible of Jesus not fulfilling is, I'll be back. And I think he's more reliable than Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he will be, right? He's coming. He'll be here. He'll establish his kingdom. Now, here's what I want you to see, because this is what God wants us to focus on, is Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. I want to read it to you because you don't know what it means. Be still and know that I am God. Now, you think you know what it means, but you don't, because most of you were born and raised in America and have lived in America your whole life. So let me tell you what be still is, because you don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. You know what be still means? Stop. Pause. Stop striving. Slow down. Take a breath. You don't know what that means, do you? Most of us, if we're going to do that, we schedule it. I got 10 minutes here. I'm just going to schedule a quick nap. That's not standing still. That's not being still. That's not pausing. It means I am going to purposely shut down my life. See, we live in a culture like if we want to get together, if we want to do something, we want to grab dinner, we want to grab a meal, we got to schedule it sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks in advance because you know why? I'm so busy. Now, the reality is we're not as busy as we think we are because most of the things that we're busy with, we're choosing to be busy with. Now, I'm not saying that they're wrong things. If you have kids growing up, I know you're busy because you're choosing to do several things. You're choosing your entertainment. You're choosing your relaxation time. You're choosing your work. Most of us are getting the opportunity to choose. We live in a generation that has more options than anywhere else, and yet we're so, so busy. We're really not as busy as we think we are. But we busy ourselves, and it makes us feel good when we're busy. Here's what God says. Just pause for a minute. Just slow down long enough to take a deep breath. And every time you take a deep breath, think about this. God gave me that breath. God's the one pouring into my life. Everything I see belongs to him. He is going to be victorious. This situation that I'm dealing with is not nearly as big as what I think it is. Yeah, it's a big deal, and yeah, this hurts me, but I just want to be still and be reminded in light of how awesome and vast and big and strong and victorious our God is that he has this. Be still, and then know that he is God. Stop striving. I mean, even in the church, you know we can strive? We strive. Like, I'm all about gathering for corporate worship because I think it's important to hear the word of God and to worship the Lord. I think it's important to have a community of people that you're able to express your life with and pour into. I think it's important because you have a gift to serve. But do you know even that can become a work? I got to go to church. I got to go to group. I got to serve. I got to go to group. I got to serve. I got to get my kids in there. And that can feel like a work. And God says, just pause it a second. Just be still for a moment and recognize why you're doing those things. It's because I'm God. I'm allowing you to do those things. I want you to be with other people that are pausing to love me too, because in this world, you need others. And I've given you a gift so that you can serve others, but don't make it a burden. Stop for a second. Stop striving and just know that I gave you those gifts so that you could be full of me, right? Just pause for a minute. Stop for a minute. This should be an ongoing thing in our life. We as a culture, we don't do that very well. We pause long enough just to get through whatever we needed to pause long enough so we can start hitting the ground running again. Do you know we're the worst culture in the world at grieving? We're the worst culture. I mean, a lot of cultures, when somebody dies, they spend a week or two and they just cry. They just pause. They just grieve. Why? Because when you lose somebody that you love, it hurts. What do? We spend an hour and then we have a meal and then we think, okay, now we move on. It's time to crank it out again. No, it hurts. Be still. Pause. And then what? Know that I'm God. It means to recognize. It means to encounter the living God. It means to know him intimately. It means to take that paused time to seek his face and to recognize that he's the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. Be still and know that he's God. And when you begin to pause and think about the victory Jesus has won on the cross, realize this, believer. If you trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and believe that he's been raised from the dead and that he's coming back, you don't need to strive anymore to please God ever. You've never been impressive to him. God the Father is impressed by the Son, not by us. And now that you're a Christian, you don't need to strive to please God. Well, I'm going to study. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get involved here. And then God's going to be really pleased. God's pleased because of his Son. God's pleased with you because Jesus died for you and rose for you. Stop striving, even religiously. Experience him. Because when you get to just be with Christ, you'll want to worship. You'll want to be with other Christians. You'll want to use your gift. It's not religion then. It's fun because I know I get to do this because God is. And he's alive. And he loves me. And notice what it says. It said this a couple times in the scriptures. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now, hosts is simply armies. The Lord of hosts. It means the captain of the Lord's armies. It means Jesus Christ as Lord over all and all his armies. That's who's with us. It's not just like a buddy. It's not just somebody who's strong. It's the one that commands the angel armies of the Lord. It's the one who every knee will bow to. That's the one who's with you. And notice what else it says next. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now, I love this. I love this. If there's any character in the Old Testament that's lousy and no good, it would be Jacob. I mean, he'd certainly be a contender, right? I mean, the guy's a swindler. He's a trickster. He's a manipulator. He's a liar. He's all sorts of those things. As a matter of fact, even after he wrestles with God and God gives him the new name Israel, the God is with you, God is with Israel, the Bible still refers to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Bible never refers to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You know what that tells me? God is the God of the messed up. God is the God of the one who's blown it. God is the one of the liar. God is the God of the liar. God is the one who's, God's the God of the sinner. Why does God love Jacob? You ever wonder that? Bible tells us because he chose to, because of his grace. I'll have compassion on who I have compassion on. If God loves you, it's because of his grace. It's not because you're awesome. It's because God is awesome and God is loving. Because let me tell you something, believer. Here's what many of you think. As long as I'm doing good and I'm doing what God wants and I'm being faithful with my tithe and I'm going to church and I'm being religious, God's walking with me. Do you know, even if you don't give your tithe and even if you aren't walking with the Lord and even if you're trying to be wayward, that God still wants to walk with you? Do you know that? I thought God only loved me if I was righteous. No, the whole gospel is God loved you when you were unrighteous. How much more now, having believed in Jesus, does he love you? He loves you because of who Jesus is. He walks with you no matter what. I mean, it's great news. You have victory in Christ. So just pause and be still and take the time to realize his incredible love that he's lavishing on you. And not only this, it's not just that you gather in a worship experience over the weekend where he says, I'm with you. And then for the rest of the week, you have to pursue him hoping he comes. He'll walk with you every moment of every waking minute all week long as you have life, if you just call upon him. And when he's walking with you, you and Jesus are the majority because you know you have the victory. So you can serve the Lord with gladness and fear goes away because God is with you. How awesome is that? I mean, we see this all throughout the Bible. One of my favorite stories in the Old Testament is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. when Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, which, by the way, I just love that name. If some of you are having kids soon, you know, having a son, put Jehoshaphat on the list. That'd be cool. So Jehoshaphat is the king, and Jehoshaphat knows the promise of God, and he starts praying to the Lord, saying, Lord, you told us if we were in trouble to call out to you. Well, there's three armies coming against us. So I'm calling out to you, Lord. I'm seeking your face because I need your help because I can't do anything about it. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, in the middle of verse 15, one of the prophets that's prophesying says to Jehoshaphat, thus the Lord says to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Battle's not yours, but God's. In verse 17, he says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. I mean, that's their battle plan. It's very similar to what the battle plan was against the Egyptians for Israel. Stand firm in the Lord, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Trust that he's going to do the work. You won't even need to fight against these three armies. You know what happened? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 says, and when they begin to sing and praise, so they're praying to the Lord and now they're praising the Lord. And there's something powerful about prayer and praise when they come together, that when that happens, God shows up. It says, and when they did that, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Those were the three armies who had come against Judah so that they were routed. Check out how this happened. For the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. So two of the armies went against the third army and routed them and killed all of them. So that's how the whole battle got started. And then check out what happened next. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. So these two armies destroy Mount Seir. And when Mount Seir is destroyed, they fight each other and they all die. So in verse 24, when Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked toward the horde and behold, there were dead bodies lying on the ground. None had escaped. So check this out. There's three armies coming against Israel and every single soldier dies. So that by the time Israel makes it to the battle lines, they look out and everybody's dead. Pretty good battle plan, right? Why? Because the Lord fights for you. That's who our God is. See, so often we think we need to fight our battles for us. We got to fix this person. We got to change this. That's just not the truth. God is the one who fights all our battles for us. God is the one who does all these things. God is the one that makes all these things possible. And guess what? He's present for you. He's available for you. You lift your eyes up to the Lord. Where's your help come from? It comes from him. And he will not delay. He's your refuge and he's your strength. When? Always, always, always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through. How often? Always, always. That's who our God is. You will win. You're on the victorious team. You're on the victorious side, right? So the Lord says, whatever you're going through right now, he says, I don't personally, as your pastor, know what you're going through. You know what you're going through. God's available to you as a strong protection amid all the chaos, amidst all the things you'd see in the earth. God wants you to serve him with gladness and experience him with great joy during these times. And guess what? He wants you to be reminded you have the victory. He'll fight your battle for you. What is it you're stressed out about with today? What is it you say, I wish that this was taken care of? Call on the Lord. Tell him, hey, I'm done fighting. I just want to enjoy you. I want to be still and know that you're God that will take care of this for me. And Lord, as I pray to you and as I praise you and as I seek you, I'm going to trust you take care of the circumstances you need to take care of because you're my God and I'm resting in you and I'm going to enjoy you. Is that good news or what? That's our God. He loves you. He cares for you. The psalmist promises us, as throughout the entirety of scripture, the best news is, the best news of all, God is with us.
Thanks for listening to Brave. That was Pastor Jeff with his message, Never Fear, God is Here, from the series Summer in the Psalms, comforting you with the fact that God is with you wherever you go. If you've been blessed by today's teaching, we invite you to give a gift to help keep this program going strong. To give, visit BravePastorJeff.com. That's BravePastorJeff.com. But before we wrap up, we also would like to invite you to join us for weekend services at Brave Church. Visit in person at any of our campuses, Englewood, Westminster, and our newest location in Colorado Springs. Or you can join us right from home through our weekend live stream. Visit BraveChurch.online. Scroll down and click the Brave Church link at the bottom for details and directions. Thanks for joining us today.